Hey there, Beach Cops. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences, and they're offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/beachcops. That's B-E-A-C-H-C-O-P-S. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All righty.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
See you out there.
Let me slap that ass.
No, chicanery.
Chicanery?
Yeah. Okay.
Vince Chicanery?
Vince Chicanery is a wizard name if anybody wants.
That is a, you know what? That's more than a wizard name. Could be also double as a butternut squash name.
Shut up. It's not a butternut squash name.
Vince Chicanery. It's a great butternut squash name.
All right. We ready, Aaron? Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Set the body free, everybody.
Hey. Welcome to Beach Cops. By the way, can we get? Did we never gave Aaron a wizard name, did we?
We have not, I don't think.
Can we call him Vince Chicanery, the sounding wizard?
What do you think, Aaron?
I like it.
He likes it. Okay, from now on, it's no longer Aaron. You call him Vince.
Vince Chicanery, the sounding wizard, the whole thing.
He's into sounding.
He is into sounding. He puts microphones down his pee hole.
That have to be pretty either small microphones or a huge pee hole.
Maybe he's got the hugest pee hole of all.
That's interesting.
This guy, he's got the biggest pee hole.
Oh, wait, you have to unplug that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's right. Thanks for catching that.
Let's get into it.
If you're just joining us, guys, what is Beach Cops?
It's just three cool dudes hanging out, talking about waves.
Hanging out in the jungle, surfing. Surfing the ferns.
It's jungle. It's great beach sounds.
It does. Well, they can't see this, but we're looking right at the beach.
Yeah, we're right on the jungle shore.
Yeah, line. Of a deserted island.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would turn that down.
I'm going to turn it up.
You can't edit it out.
It might just be people. It might be 2 hours of wave sounds. People are like, what are they saying?
Jungle life.
You said that your wife was recently listening to Beach Cop. She's one of our main supporters.
She did. She is an occasional supporter.
Okay. And something, she listened to a specific episode that involved her.
Yes. She a patron?
Yeah. I was talking about how I did take her up on her opportunity to tell the hilarious divorce story.
So, great bit. It's a good. It's definitely a good bit.
So she did listen to it, and she loved it. And then she went to a party last night with. What did she love about?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What was her like? What was her main selling point on that?
That was so funny.
What's so funny about
like that
it?
She? Do you think that it's going to actually encourage her to threaten divorce more often?
She just thought it was hilarious that like I was like. So sad and talking about crying and thinking she was going to leave.
That's
and then
funny.
You guys are like playing like the music over it and laughing at me.
Okay.
Like it's just so dark. It was so dark to her that it was hilarious, okay. You know?
So she's like, man, you were definitely scared. That's
that's true. That's true. It was real bad. It's real damaging to the family to talk about this.
Yeah. Again, do you think that this is going to incentivize her at all to continue doing that?
No, because I think the reality hit home last night when she went to an all moms party, just fresh off of the high of laughing at the divorce story on Beach Cops.
Where do all moms parties go on?
It was in Santa Clarita.
That's where the best
all moms parties go to heaven.
That's true. When they die.
Why was it in Santa Clarita? Because you don't live in Santa Clarita.
That's where one of her mom friends lives.
From like online or in real life?
From real life. She's
did you do it as a virtual Santa Clarita party?
Well, there are like all sorts of mom groups that people.
She was getting catfished by it turned out to be a dad's party.
So there's no men at this party.
There's no men at
not
the party.
Not one.
No.
Not even the man didn't even live in the
there
house.
Was, there were two boys who live with her.
Did they leave? There was two boys who had to tuck their penises between their legs.
They were forced to go to their room and shut the door.
Oh.
They were like, their dad goes, get as much pizza as you think you want to eat and go to your bedroom and shut the door.
Was this one of these dildo sale parties?
It was not a dildo sale party.
How do you know? You weren't there.
I would have... she knows she could have gotten anything from me.
The jangling in the bag when she got home of all the glass dildos.
Dude, if it was a dildo party, she would be able to get anything she wanted out of me by telling me about a dildo party.
Would that be a big betrayal of trust if it was a dildo party?
By the way, is this the beach or just a garbage truck backing up for like 10 minutes?
He's playing both. His choices are so mind-boggling. He's just playing
the garbage truck at the beach.
It's such a mind-boggling choice.
Well, sometimes you got to boggle the mind.
How do you come up with your soundboard choices, Dan?
I don't really. There's no real rhyme or reason.
It always starts with garbage truck plus.
Yes.
Have we done garbage truck before? It's going to drive someone crazy.
The other thing is, you can't adjust the volume in post at all.
No.
So I don't know what it's doing.
Milkman said he thought the beeping was outside his apartment.
Yeah, dude.
It is.
It is not. It's going to make someone insane.
In the membrane. So what happened at this all moms party?
So the boys were like, you go to bed.
And then the dad left the house.
And the dad goes, I'm out. I'm outie.
There is a dad.
I guess he went to hang out with another dad.
Why didn't he go hang out with you?
Because I don't live in Santa Clarita.
Well, neither does your wife.
That's true. He could have come over.
Could have swapped.
I was playing Pirate Ships with Winnie. He would have loved it.
How do you know?
Yeah, he's coming
back. He likes miniatures, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's a big dork.
Don't say that about yourself.
Hey, you know what? I'm taking back the slur of dork.
You're owning it?
Yeah, I'm owning it.
So what happened at this mom party? Did your wife get humiliated?
Yes. So she was fresh off of loving the Beach Cops episode.
Did she play it for them, by the way?
No, she didn't.
You know what we need to do? We need to have Beach Cop parties where people sell their friends on Beach Cops.
That did happen to two of our swinger listeners who walked an orgy. Playing Beach Cops.
They're like, hey guys.
An orgy was insulted by this?
Yeah, they were doing mushrooms and they were having an orgy. And then they were like, you know what would be great while we wait for round two? Put on a little bit of Beach Cops.
While we reload.
And they put on the Michaels by the Seal episode and the other couple laughed.
It was just one other couple?
Yeah.
What'd they say? That's weak. It's getting late. She's probably head home. We've already fucked once.
Yeah,
that's not who you want to be having swinger parties with.
I don't know. I saw this couple. They're hot, dude. I would absolutely. I'll show you after.
One looks like Martha Stewart.
I won't show you nakeds, though. I don't have any nakeds of them.
Which couple? The couple that listens or the other couple?
I don't have any nakeds of anybody.
You have no nakeds?
No, it just have to be regular pictures of people at dinner. You know,
that's fine with me.
They did send us something once.
Yeah.
Which was nice of them.
Yeah, they did. They sent us an amazing present.
But I do think that we should start holding, instead of these dildo parties, Tupperware parties, all that, it should just be Beach Cops parties.
Okay.
Where you sell your friends on, it's just you're blasting Beach Cops. You have kind of a beach theme. There's balls everywhere, sand in your house.
And if you walk, but there's the theme of beach decoration with this podcast makes no sense.
We could hire a lifeguard.
Yeah, Stan.
Yeah,
a lifeguard greets you as you walk by. He's up on like a 10-foot tower.
You guys are leaning real hard into the beach element of this show.
It has to be beach attire. Everyone's in bathing suits.
You keep adding more beach stuff.
That's
it's
good.
Not going to make the podcast make more sense.
It'll make you feel, you'll feel it.
People will be so pissed. They go, there's nothing beach related at all. These guys, all they talk about is fucking and farting and dick shit.
But it's a podcast that should be listened to on the beach.
Is it though? Yeah. Because a lot of people listen in traffic and wreck their cars. That's another.
That's
way to
the problem. If you're on a beach, what a car are you going
to
wreck?
And then one guy chopped off his finger, and his boss told him no more of that stupid fucking podcast.
He's like, and no more of that finger because it's gone.
He got it reattached.
But it fell back off. His body rejected.
Say diarrhea. He's like he said diarrhea attached.
This guy loves shit so much. He's hearing diarrhea attached.
That's what it sounded like.
So what
did
happened?
You say goodbye? It sounded like you said good diarrhea bye.
Did Tammy walk in and just start pitching business ideas?
So she went in like fresh off of dying, like couldn't breathe. She was laughing so hard at it. And that happens with all when she listens to Beach Cops ever.
Beach Cops related psychosis is a real thing.
And then she gets mad at it and she's like, turn this fucking shit
off.
She
punches a radio.
Is it in the DMS5?
Yeah.
Beach Cop psychosis?
Yes, it is. It's right under borderline personality disorder.
A lot of people are experiencing phantom garbage truck backing up disorder.
I'm hearing it now. I don't know Jeff isn't even playing.
Because
I
go like this. Beep.
Dude, that would be crazy as fuck if you spent the whole episode doing secret garbage truck noises. You did it.
I didn't do
it. It's so subtle, it feels real. What are you doing?
I'm getting paid by the garbage truck union.
You're the craziest soundboard operator I've ever seen. You've got like 10 YouTube tabs open with sound effects.
All different garbage truck. He's like, this one's a Russian, Soviet era garbage truck.
Hey guys, does it feel like totally 80s right now? Because this is an 1986 garbage truck that's backing up right now.
Vosh Shin says, I'm working on a garbage truck. LOL.
Seriously?
I don't know how he's listening to this live. Maybe on his phone.
He's like, and I'm not even a garbage man.
No, I'm an intern. I'm a garbage intern.
He's like, the beeping just put me there.
When I come in, Aaron pulls me aside. He tells me the sounds that he wants me to play. Vince.
And Aaron's a huge garbage. Ever since he was a kid,
he forgot.
He loves the fucking garbage truck. Oh wait, Vince Chicanery, the sounding wizard.
Ever since he was a little kid, he loves to fucking garbage truck.
Kids love garbage trucks.
Oh, dude. My nephew.
It's a big thing. They're like big showstoppers.
That is true. They're awesome.
They're celebrities in the kid community.
They are. They rule. Why don't they have a garbage man party? Like where you invite Batman. Have you seen that thing?
That is great. A real garbage truck pulls up and it smells like shit.
And it's got a bounce house in the back.
And it's got juice leaking out.
Kids, go sit in the front seat. Take it for
a dude. Waste management probably makes the bulk of their income off selling toy waste management.
Imagine like say a guy we always assign jobs to, a friend of the show, John Little, is a garbage man, or just a garbage man who he poses as a garbage man for kids' parties.
Dude
comes in and cover all. Hey, it's garbage man Johnny.
It's Uncle Garbagey.
He buys a decommissioned garbage truck. For probably $5,000.
He puts a bounce house in it, and he puts a 2x4 wedge so they won't crush the kids if he accidentally hits the lever.
He has the handle duct taped, so you can't pull on it.
It says, do not use.
And then he goes around the party, collects all the trash.
Throws it in there.
He lets the kids throw the bag in there. Watch me compact it.
Jump in there and play with the trash.
Oh, I compacted a kid.
He's got trash. For $5 a bag, you can throw trash in there and then pull the handle and crush it.
Oh, and he has a trash pinata that he pulls out at the end of it. That's just a bag of trash.
And he drives around. He lets the kids go on the back and hold on. A lot of paperwork to be signed before the party.
A lot of waivers.
Yeah, a lot of waivers.
Every party is in the Target parking lot so they can cruise around.
Oh, by the diapers people throw on the ground.
Or they'll let you go to the landfill. Dude. See some of those seagulls.
Maybe at the end, he actually gives you the compacted trash. You throw a bunch of bags in there.
I'm giving you your trash back.
Dumps it out in your fucking driveway.
It says like it stamps like "Happy Birthday, Michael" on the bottom of the can or whatever.
This is actually a great fucking business.
He drives the birthday boy or girl around the block. You know,
lets them drive. You know what he could do?
Sit on Uncle Johnny's lap. Take a drive here.
He gets a remote control.
Yeah,
like an autonomous thing, and then he does it. And he'll drive, let you sit behind the wheel, but he'll steer it remotely.
Well, aren't those dual operating? Don't they have two wheels? Two?
I don't know if they have two.
I think they do. I could be wrong.
Two steering wheels?
And then he goes, "Are you guys ready to smash that cake?" And then he puts the a big cake in the back of it, and they watch it crush.
Wait, why do they have two steering wheels? One guy's like, "I'm going right." The guy's like, "No, we're going left." And they just turn it.
And he rips it half.
I thought depending on who had to get out. I am reading Baby Barb, a book about a garbage truck, and it claims they are Dulop.
Wait, what's the book? Is this based on fact?
It's called I Stink.
The true story of the garbage
it's
industry.
It's called 9½ Garbage Trucks. It's an erotic garbage truck novel.
Is this like that fucking... What's it about the meatpacking industry in the 1900s?
The jungle.
But it's about the garbage industry.
By Upton Sinclair.
This is called The Garbage Man by Upton Sinclair.
For kids.
Turn of the century.
Dude, a kid's version of The Jungle by Upton Sinclair would be so hilarious with little cute cartoons.
Yeah, they do have two steering wheels.
Wow. I never knew
Tell us
that.
Why. Read.
Wait, show me the
in
interior and the images.
Let's see here.
All of them?
Vince, if you want to do some research, you can do that as well.
Chicanery. He's too busy sounding back there.
He's got the microphone all the way up by his bladder now.
Your head's all the way up it.
Says the reason for this is somebody on Quora.
He's like, the reason is that I read it in a book when I was reading my daughter.
Says the reason for this is that when you're grabbing the bins, it's best to be sitting closest to the side of the road so you can better judge your distance from the edge. This means sitting on the right side of the truck, but when you're going between jobs on the open road, it's better to be sat on the left side. So to solve the problem, you can have a truck with completely duplicated controls.
Okay. But how come they don't do that for mailmen? Mailmen just have to drive on the right side of the road.
Because the mailmen always get the shaft.
They do get the shaft.
That's why they freak out. You never hear someone say going garbage.
Yeah, I went garbage man.
Because they got all the luxuries. You know, in the government employment industry, garbage men are considered to be treated much better than all others.
Yeah, I used to be so jealous of my friend David, who had a garbage man for a dad at Christmas time. He'd get all the free hypodermic needles he wanted.
Well, that's cool.
But he had to dig them out himself.
Yeah, he dug them out and washed them off.
Did you tip your garbage man during the holidays?
Yeah, you put it in the bags, make him dig through it.
Yeah, I put it in a bag of dog shit.
And the guy's like, "Hey, you didn't give me anything." He's like, "I left $1,000 in that garbage bag you're supposed to tear."
That'd be the meanest, because the guy would be rifling through. So, like, if you had a lot of bags of trash.
Yeah. We used to tip the garbage man.
No, my parents.
We knew him.
My parents were more conservative in the 80s and 90s. Now they're liberal.
Here's the crazy thing about our garbage man.
What?
So he was a friend of my dad's. The guy was actually a kickboxer.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And he kicked the garbage cans down the street.
But he there was an article written about him. And he would lift, like, literally get strong by doing the garbage. Like, he would pick it up over his head. I swear to God.
Rocky IV. You didn't see that training in Russia, the garbage training.
Hey, Rocky, you got to get strong by doing the garbage.
He said it's a great job.
Like, well, I'm throwing away a lot of weights because I want him to fight better.
It's a great job for working out. It was.
He goes, "That was a hell of a one workout where you threw out all your weights that one time."
he tried the recycling, but it was too light.
Yeah,
they didn't have recycling. This is the 80s.
That's true, and everything was in glass and tin bottles. Steel cans.
Sometimes he would freeze gallons of milk, put water in there, freeze it, get that heavy weight going.
Then throw it out.
Yeah.
Trash.
Do some curl.
I saw him pick one up over his head, and then the juice ran down.
Yeah, my wife said, she was hugging me. She goes, "Huh, you feel smaller. Have you been doing the garbage?"
You on that garbage workout? Garbage 90.
Well, now everything's automated. They got
give me that garbage dick.
They got that claw that comes out and throws it in there. So you're missing out on a hell of a workout.
That thing is crazy. That looks awesome, though, because you're controlling a robot arm. That would be sweet.
You'd be grabbing chicks' asses on the streets.
Those arms, though, would go small. I mean, it'd have to be a big ass.
No, yeah. I think you could get them small.
You can't get small truck ass-grabbing hands.
They actually have an arm, a robotic arm, an arm with a hand.
Just put two hands on it.
You're like, I wish I could grab a chick's ass with that. The garbage man's like, "Say no more." He's got a tiny little one that's like this. Beep, beep, beep.
Is there a part of garbage man training where they're like, if kids come out and wave, like, do they go over this? Like, be friendly, you have to wave to them.
They should, because we've seen some rude garbage men.
Oh, really? Like, they're like, "Fuck you, kid. Yeah, they're like, get the fuck out of my way."
No, No, come on.
Is Danny B driving?
He goes, I saw one go, come here, kid. And they just spit in his face. And he goes, fuck you.
He goes, I may do the garbage, but your life is garbage.
My nephew,
fuck you.
My nephew knows the garbage man. They'll lift him up with those fucking arms and pretend to throw him in the back and then set him down.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That's totally OSHA approved.
Yeah, they say, don't worry, these are rated for picking up children as a joke.
Well, there was like all those videos during the pandemic of like, I think it was mailmen who would like, had like, relationships with kids via
what is
the window.
That? Whoa, what are you saying?
No, like
it's a whole chat room of male men.
Not sexual, but they would like have like there was a guy who would like dance, and the kid would be in the window, and the kid would dance, and like it was like every day for the whole. And the mom was like, "This is a beautiful relationship."
And the mailman's like,
"Then they looked into the mailman's past, and they're like, oh, maybe."
And the mailman's like, "I'd like to take this relationship to the next level."
Then they joined the mailman's OnlyFans. They're like, he can't be around my kid.
He's
anymore.
Not just delivering the mail.
He's delivering loads to his own mouth.
He's delivering catalogs in his pants.
It'd be crazy if you found your local mailman had an OnlyFans where he jerks off in his own mouth and goes special delivery.
Or a garbage man OnlyFans where he's like shows his wiener in the car.
And he goes, get the garbage out.
What if he just looks?
Look at this garbage.
What if he just looks at the address and jerks off to it?
Ah, oh, he looks at people's home addresses.
4492
Elm Street.
You know what'd be sweet is a decommissioned garbage truck, but it used as an Uber or Lyft.
imagine, as a party bus.
Imagine riding around in a garbage truck in the front.
That'd be pretty sweet. Awesome.
John Little,
grab that wheel on the right side.
John Little
wrecked the garbage.
You're like, I just took that turn for us.
Dude, how quickly would a fucking sorority girl from USC downtown wreck that shit, dude?
Can you lock one side?
You put the club on it.
Because there's no way. You can't just have two steering wheels going the same time.
What you if some better. Guy, yes. Because that would happen.
But John Little should start doing decommissioned everything. He should live in a decommissioned lighthouse, drive a decommissioned garbage truck.
But you couldn't do it for Lyft or Uber. Because my wife, when Lyft first started and they gave you those insane sign-on bonuses, do you remember that? Yeah. She signed up just to get like the free $2,000 or whatever.
I thought she got paid in cans.
And then, she got paid in cans. But then she quit after some sorority girl took a piss in her fucking backseat of the car.
Well, in her defense, there's a toilet in the backseat of your car.
That is true.
But she just missed it.
It's called My Face.
This is my husband. You're going to sit on top of him.
You're going to pee in his mouth a little bit. He's going to love it.
Did you ride the back the whole time? This is before they even had the share.
Yeah.
You just go, oh, ignore that guy. You just have a towel over your head.
You're sharing it with my husband. He's in the backseat.
Hey, don't worry about this. I'm just going to suck the piss out of your... out of the seat real quick so it doesn't leave a stain.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm driving the decommissioned Oscar Mayer for Uber.
A chick pissed in it last night.
I got a car collection. It's all decommissioned fucking novelty things.
You want to drive the cop car, the fire truck?
I got a stair car from the airport.
You want the ice?
Dude, if you could drive a stair car on the street, that would be amazing.
You can run stairs while you can train.
I'll show up at your house, run these fucking stairs.
Get some fresh air. How many people would die running up and down a stair car on the freeway?
Some drunk idiot. I'll do it.
Dude, that would be a great exercise vehicle. Run the stairs. We bring them to you. You drive there.
We bring the stairs to you. Fucking crazy. Crazy business idea. Dude,
if John Little got into decommissioned staircase car and the garbage truck birthday party, guy would be a millionaire. I swear.
I do think the garbage truck birthday party would be one of our best business
legitimate
idea.
Business ideas. For
you
sure.
Get huge jacked guys to do it, so the moms get crazy horny.
But you gotta.
And
have
then when the kids take a nap after they've eaten too much cake, they start peeling down their garbage.
But they have like banana peels and stuff on their body.
Yeah, over their dicks.
True to life.
They're like, it's ready for chipping garbage. Is hot beefcake garbage.
But you've got to have authentic juice. You got
this guy's obsessed with the garbage
because
juice.
You got
this is like the third time he's brought up garbage.
No,
juice.
I think here's the selling point. It's like the garbage man for your party, and it's like we got the juice.
Yeah, you play the corn song.
Yeah, we got the juice, and then it's just dripping in your driveway the whole fucking day.
Is a robot voice for real?
I think he's fucking with us.
God damn, I had a.
Dude, we got Vince Chicanery on the board. How can we have robot voice?
He's the sounder.
All right.
He'll never flounder.
I think Itchy Keens is trying to get us going.
He did. He got me going.
He got you going.
This guy got me going with his garbage juice stuff.
We got the juice.
If you said we got the juice, that's a crazy catchphrase for garbage birthday parties.
What if the middle of it's filled with juice? You swim in it. You can jump into there.
Garbage juice or like fruit juice?
I mean,
or like a garbage or a garbage pool. They just put water in there. They don't clean it.
Yeah.
You know how many diseases you would get?
So many.
You're like, this water has seen 20 birthday parties.
I was on the Comedy Store podcast with Mike Black, friend of the show.
Yeah.
And somebody works at the Comedy Store. She was telling us she was walking her dog in Echo Park. And there's like a marsh or something, and she didn't.
There's a pond.
She I guess the dog didn't realize that there was water, just like fell in, and then she had to jump in and get it.
What?
And so then Mike Black was like, not to be a downer, but there was somebody who he's like in downtown LA who was doing like volunteer work, and they would do it barefoot, and they stepped in like a puddle. And then they like ended up losing their foot or like, he's like, so if I were you, like I would be careful. And the girl's like, didn't really seem to like the news.
Wait, why? This is why you got to have a dog on a leash.
Yeah. And a dog that's got huge galoshes on it for when it jumps into a river.
Well, Mike Black's like, why didn't you let it try to swim? And she said the dog just looked like it was drowning right away.
And he goes, why didn't you let it drown?
Mike Black goes, I'll save it. Just twists his head down.
To save your legs.
He just pushes it underwater for like 2 minutes.
No way the Echo Park, whatever body of water that is clean.
It's a lake. It's disgusting. People are taking dumps in it. They literally had to carry people. The cops raided it because there were
all the dumps.
No, I swear to God.
Illegal dumping.
You guys having a dump party over here?
Who's shitting?
Teenagers go there to take secret shits after school.
And there were so many homeless people living in there that the cops raided it because so much fecal matter was on the grass and flowing into the fucking lake. It's a pond is what it is.
Oh, dude.
It's the TikTok shit lake challenge.
Dude, I used to skip school in high school and go shit in the lake.
My friend. You shit in the lake party?
There's a Yiddish saying, go shit in the lake. It really isn't, but they're saying similar.
Sometimes I just hide out behind the bleachers on the football field and we'd all take turns shitting.
In a bucket?
Yeah. Yeah. Cops come up, flash the lights, kids just running with their pants around their ankles.
I'm fucking duty. Maybe that time to wipe you out, they got duty.
The guy's like, hey dude, stop hogging the fucking bucket. I want to use it.
You're like, I wasn't shitting, officer. Show me your ass.
I had to run home with my cheeks spread the whole time because I hadn't gotten a wipe yet.
Dude, do you know how bad it would smell in school and how many people would need to have fucking that baby cream on his ass because they'd have so much fucking rashes?
Then you come home and your dad's like, were you shitting in that lake? Where'd you learn to do this?
Let me smell
I learned
ass.
It from watching you, Dad. How'd you know?
Let me smell your ass. Spread your cheeks. Spread your cheeks. It looks like you had a mosquito bite there.
Let me
How'd
smell
you get a mosquito bite.
It looks like you have a circular mosquito bite on along your cheeks.
Yeah, so Mike Black, he delivered the bad news. This woman was going to be an amputee.
Yeah, but then also a fucking guy let a dog lick his face and they had to like cut all his limbs off.
But it was a dog that had been licking the Echo Park water.
True.
And eating homeless shit from the lake. So my wife... went to this party.
You had to say it like
Borat.
You had to say it like Borat.
My wife.
Quickly, before I forget, James says, no joke, they tested the shellfish near the Seattle piers and they tested positive for opioids.
That's crazy.
They're like, whoa. Man, this fish is extra, making me feel pretty loose. Oh, that's because you're taking muscle relaxers.
You're eating fucking fentanyl fish.
Oh, not bad.
Dude, you get it.
You're going to test your fish with those strips, the cocaine strips.
Yeah, but the funny thing is they say you like Seattle seafood is so good you get addicted to it. That's their thing. That's what they say.
I got to get back to Seattle.
They say the drug dealers are pissed because it's cutting into business. People are just buying seafood.
They're like, can I get 36 popcorn shrimp?
They're just junkies on the pier fishing. They're like, I got to get some of those
opioids. I was eating lobster at a restaurant. A guy came up to me with a gun and a paper bag and he goes, give me the fucking lobster.
He said, I'll suck your dick for that lobster.
Sometimes you find a pill bottle in the fish with pills still in it.
I heard that the CIA did this to destabilize the shellfish community.
That could be.
Man, I gotta start dealing fish.
One of the best seafood restaurants in Seattle has at least two people OD a week.
Yeah. It's called.
So that's where everyone goes. As soon as someone dies, everyone's like, "That's the seafood place."
Well, you have to be prescribed to go to some of these restaurants.
Yeah, it's called Captain Junkies.
Captain Junkies.
Fitted all seafood.
Captain Junkies sounds like a garbage man who all the but the garbage truck turns into a water
ship.
Yeah, when it hits water.
Welcome to Captain Junkies.
He's got a fucking amphibious garbage truck.
Yeah. That collects opioid fish in the back.
I do my opioid fishing right here.
Wait, who was the big pharmaceutical company that sold all the opioids?
Bayer.
Yeah. No, there's another one.
Bayer was the one who got in trouble.
Bayer Stearns?
No, was there another Aaron?
Purdue Pharma.
Purdue Pharma. Have you ever been to the Purdue Pharma seafood restaurant?
Is that the chicken company?
Shade.
Yeah. Oh, we should take their chicken, inject it in us.
Itchy Keen wants to know if he can shoot the fish right into his veins. I'm not sure if how that would work.
You can. You've never
but
seen
you got to heat them up in a spoon.
And make sure there are some bones in there.
Yeah, and make sure they're only the little sardines that can go into a syringe. I mean, the craziest thing in the world is to see a junkie with sardines in a fucking
Can you
thing.
Imagine you see a junkie and they're like, what's wrong? He's like, I got a fish bone stuck in my vein.
You can tell somebody's hooked on opioids if you smell their breath and they got that. That fish breath going.
Dude, I heard that the guys in Motley Crue would pass out with fish bones just hanging on their arms.
Dude, that's why cats love it. Cats are actually addicted to the opioids.
They do.
That's why they love fish. They knew before us.
That's what Garfield was about, the whole show was about. That's why he's so low energy.
No, yeah. Garfield was actually a recovering junkie, so he ate lasagna.
And Odie was a cop.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't actually have fish anymore. I can only have lasagna. That's the equivalent of non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, he ate so much lasagna at his Users Anonymous meetings that, like, now that's his comfort food.
Ahoy, Paloy. Danish here talking to you about Helix. I've had my mattress for a while now. I'm loving it. And guess who else loves it? A bit of a gift and a curse. My kids find their way onto that Helix just about every night because you can't deny the power of the sleep you get on the Helix, and my kids want that too. Well, I mean, you can't blame them. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. The Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses. That's a lot, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. Hey, I should probably look into that so my kids stay out of my bed. So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Well, good. I'm glad you asked. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped right to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. You don't want to sleep on it in somebody else's home. You want to do it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial. That's right. Try out your new Helix mattress. See how your body adjusts. And if you decide it's not the best fit, well, you're welcome to return it for a full refund. But they're pretty sure you're not going to do that because it's a good, great, unbelievable mattress. Everybody's unique and everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. They got models of memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models of the more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, not the band, a little tender love and care, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils. Those steel coils, they'll help you every time. In the base, with premium foam layers on top, it's the perfect combo of comfort and support. My old mattress wasn't great, not going to lie. Then I got the Helix. What an upgrade. Sleeping much better now. Loving life. My back feels good. Sleeping well. And not only is it the best mattress I've ever slept on, but setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box right to your door for free. You open the box and it just uncoils like a cinnamon bun out of the can. It's great. Plus, Helix mattresses are American-made, USA, and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty depending on the model. And remember, you get to try it out 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, I know you're going to, but if you don't, they'll pick it up for you and give you a full refund. Don't want to take my word for it? Well, okay, Doubting Thomas. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/beachcops. That's one word, B-E-A-C-H-C-O-P-S. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
So what happened to your wife?
So she was fucking...
She was fucking?
No, at this party?
I wish. Some of them I wish, because I know some of the moms that don't wish.
That's a curse.
How many? What percentage do you wish?
I'd say there's 30% of moms that'd be okay with her fucking at that party.
And then 70.
Absolutely.
Are there any wild cards? 68 and then 2% wild cards?
Well, I don't drink anymore, so I'd have to see if I had a couple of beers how many more moms I'd let fuck my wife.
You know all these mothers?
I do know most of them, yeah.
Okay. Are they some bad mothers? No.
It might be the opposite.
Okay.
So she came off of that. Like, she had just listened to it before she left, and she was, like, dying laughing. So she thinks she's going to go to this party and slay telling what? This divorce story.
Ooh. Just like you did on the show.
So she goes in.
But she listened to the show, and she saw how it went.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She needs two moms to then shit on that story in order for it to work.
Exactly. But she didn't think that through.
So does she go, say, you and you, I'm going to tell this story in front of everybody, and you guys start making...
She do it to the whole room or
she
like
did
a small...
She did it to the whole room when she came in. She goes, oh, my God, the funniest thing happened.
And they're like, oh, what happened with your daughter? No, it's not about my
kid. She's like, I went off my medication.
Boo.
I threatened to divorce my husband, and like everyone was crying, and he thought it was real. My
God. People were like, all right, well, let's party.
And then she was like laughing and realized like no one else was laughing. And then
women were probably crying. They're like, I want to call my husband and daughter to tell them I love them. And
the woman's like, you know what? Party's canceled. I need to be with my family.
And then what mom said she's close to was like, that's horrible. That's the only thing that was said. And she just said, that's horrible. That's how she started the party.
She's like, anyway, listen to Beach Cops. It's a funny show.
And did anybody ask for the Patreon information?
No, she was not able to successfully plug our show.
Oh my God.
And she wanted to leave because like she
bombed so hard on the entrance.
Yeah, that she wanted
you gotta
to
stay.
Leave.
You gotta dig yourself out of the hole.
She did not dig herself out of the hole.
They're like, you got the light, you gotta go.
So I mean, what was her response then when it was dead silence?
She was like, no, you guys don't understand. It was super funny.
Gotta play the episode.
You and her, I mean, I'll give you both this. That's what that keeps you together, is you both find this story hilarious. And the rest of the world doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
So that's what bonds you two together.
If you ever got divorced, every once a year you'd call up and talk about this story because you're the only two people.
You remember that divorce false alarm?
Oh, there's good times. That was good times.
That was funny. It's a funny bit.
Those were the good old days. Those were the good.
Oh, I have two bucket list items that happened to me this week.
Oh my God.
I went up to Mammoth Mountain for some days of paddle boarding and hiking, and on day one, finally saw my first bear in the wild.
Oh
yeah,
shit.
Big old fat black bear.
Was he
big?
Was he paddleboarding?
No.
Circumcised?
Big. Didn't give a fuck. The guy was just walking down the street.
Shaved ass?
Then climbed down to the beach. He was a beach bear. He was walking along the beach.
He was probably eating people's beach trash.
Looking for some fish, opioid fish.
You think
not
so?
Maybe not.
He's
up
a
there.
Beach bear junkie.
And then second sighting.
That's a good band name.
Yeah, that's a great band name.
You might have to play Andrew to catch him up on this. Second sighting, bucket list item. I witnessed James Painter.
Comedy Store legend.
Influential comedian.
Yeah.
Been retired from
2002 to 2005.
Been retired for close to 15 years.
He performed at the Comedy Store for the first time in 16 years, probably. It was great for me, but he's doing an 8-minute bit about farting and how Reagan outlawed farting. And I was dying.
About how Reagan outlawed farting.
8 minutes long.
Yeah, fartonomics. Did he say fartonomics?
Yes.
Were you guys both there?
I wasn't there, but I know the man.
This guy knows him so well.
I know what he's like.
He predicted fartonomics.
But then I go, afterwards, he goes,
trickle down your pants, because you shit. Did he say that too?
Similar stuff.
Fucking unbelievable.
I know this guy.
This man, we studied him for years.
I know his psyche. Better than I know my own.
After that, he was like, hey, how'd it go? And I was like, hey, so do you have any shorter bits? But then he pitched me these other bits that were fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And I go, you might want to do those before you get into the eight minute farting bit.
8 minute farting Reagan.
If they're not in on it right from the beginning, they're not gonna be there at minute seven either.
Dude. Will he come on Beach Cops?
I think he could be open to that.
All right, we'll see.
Let's talk farts for 2 hours.
I'll talk farts with this guy.
Yeah, he would love it.
Maybe I'll like him.
Can you? Do you have the painter?
Yeah, let me see.
Do I have the ability to fart?
No, no. Yes. Painter did a truck stop CD back in the early 2000s.
It was a garbage truck stop.
And you've got it on your thing?
Listen. Oh, yeah. No, we found it. And so listen to this. This was recorded in a sound booth, and they added laughter in later.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, just by himself.
This is you remember early days, before there was any technology? This is how you would have to make money. They're like, here's $300, do a couple of bits in a sound booth, and we'll plug in the laughter.
And we could never find it. And people, I don't have the whole thing, but I have some clips.
Yeah, just some clips.
Right. Short, just to give you a taste.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I feel guilty after masturbating. Boy, I'll tell you what. I feel guilty after masturbating.
By the way,
still, picture that voice fluctuation throughout.
It sounds just like that. Still, I was doing his old bits for him, and he goes, I don't even remember that.
They're through. They're done.
You do a good Chip Painter.
Dude, by the way, you watched him so much, people would do Jim Painter on stage, kind of like Brody.
Yeah,
in the early, like,
similar.
Ren Azizi used to do Brody in the early days. I used to do Jim Painter early days.
They're through. They're done.
He still talks like that. So he's like, oh, let's talk about farting.
Yeah. He still talks like this. Oh, let's talk about farting. Crazy conversation.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
Why Reagan? Why did he pick Reagan?
So he could say fartonomics.
He's like, I got to fit it in.
He came up with the phrase fartonomics, and it was like undeniable.
Him writing, he's like, Obama, no, doesn't fit.
He did a different press.
Yeah, he's like, Obama fart. No, it doesn't.
No, it comes in.
The Affordable Fart Act. No.
No, not funny.
No, no. It goes
the first
throughout
fart war.
It spans the history of farting and fighting for your right to fart.
But 8 minutes. Fucking so the stairway to heaven of fart.
I recorded some of it. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play it because I don't have his permission. But
and it's also 8 minutes long.
I'm excited because he's like, I'm back. So I'm excited for the future. Part of it was
a lot of reasons.
The talent coordinator at the time hated him for some reason. He didn't, because the talent coordinator at the time was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand the genius of Jim Painter.
Yeah.
Everyone else did. But he's like, he's not as good as you think he. And I go, what do you mean? I think he's a fucking fantastic. Are you telling me what I feel?
He started drinking a little bit and doing some drugs, which he was sober and he.
And then he got, but then the talent coordinator basically ran him off. You know, was like fucking with him and not.
Dude, it's crazy hearing like so. There's a Lorne Michaels interview where he talks about how he never thought Brian Fellows' Safari Planet was funny on Saturday Night Live. And like
Brian Fellows,
he didn't like the Woodrow sketch or any of the stuff that Tracy Morgan.
He hated
do.
Chris Farley.
Yeah, and he would be.
He hated Chevy Chase. I do believe
he'd be like, people were laughing, but I didn't know if they were laughing for the right reasons. And I was like, what the fuck?
Lorne, crazy. They say if he's feeling Lorne.
Yeah, he goes, oh, Daddy Lorne tonight. Jesus.
Lorne Michaels.
This guy's blowing loads.
I saw a bear about a week ago.
Where?
It was in a.
This guy sees bears every fucking week. Just walking.
Oh, I got a lot of bears.
Is he bear cucking you?
We were driving in the hills just looking for some deers. Saw those. But then just all of a sudden we see a bear ass Sticking out of a recycling bin.
It's always the least dignified.
Oh, yeah.
You see a bear in the wild.
It was legit eating trash paper. Yeah,
it's always like, it's like, oh, my God, the majesty. Look at the black bear. And it's
no.
Like, he's got a recycling bin. He's chewing on a diaper. Like, that's it, always what it is.
This thing was chewing on legit trash paper, and it just, like, looked up at us and just didn't, just kept going.
It's like, no, they love toothpaste. They love the smell of dirty diaper. That one guy that for the DNO, he catches bears. For a living.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a bear catcher.
And he said that if you dirty diaper, it'll walk past a steak if there's a dirty diaper. He said that they would go to old folks' homes and raid the fucking trash because of all the dirty diapers.
They'd be pulling at their pants.
So like, if get him off, I gotta get him in my mouth.
You're better off walking around with a steak around your neck while you're hiking than shitting your pants.
O'Neal walks around with a steak around his. His neck, he's like, look at these suckers with dirty diapers.
I wonder why Ari's never been attacked with all the ass problems and his doesn't wash his hands.
I don't think he has duty in his ass.
I wouldn't be shocked.
I mean, think maybe he does. Those hemorrhoids are so big, there's no way he's getting all the duty out of them.
Can I show you a photo?
Wait, talk amongst yourselves while I find this photo. It's an English muffin. The inside of his ass looks like an English muffin.
You got
all those nooks and crannies of hemorrhoids to trap.
When there's some butter and a little bit of butter in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of butter, a little bit of schmear,
some locks.
Capers. He takes his shit. He goes, oh,
slice of tomato.
He's like, I don't remember having capers. He just shits.
Oh, it's the schmear.
He shits whole Jewish meals.
It's the matzo ball soup.
Yeah. He just calls it the schmear.
Some latkes.
Look at this toilet. Look at that schmear.
I'm shitting chocolate gold coins.
The schmear campaign.
They've instituted a schmear campaign against my character.
They're assaulting him with locks. It'd be a great thing to heckle, throw at like instead of the classic tomatoes, you just whip some locks at a performer.
Oh.
Yeah, is that a Jewish heckle?
Yeah.
Dude,
what they used to do in the Catskills.
No, guys would be like bobbing intentionally so they get that free schmear.
They'd have a bagel trying to catch it.
Like, this guy threw $15 to smoke salmon.
Who's the real idiot?
Or you could
I had to do was bomb. This guy's throwing,
or you this can, guy's throwing fresh capers.
You can make it rain at a strip club with some fresh
Dude, no one wants to see fucking strippers' pussy and then like locks and dollar bills on the stage.
Oh. Where is
you just this? Throw some locks and it just hits it right in the titties. It'd make a great slap sound.
It would make a perfect slap sound. It'd be better on the ass. I talk about it too much, but I would eat while he's looking at
his phone. While he's distracted.
I'd eat locks and cream cheese out of a chick's ass for sure.
All right, I can arrange that.
You can? With who?
Yeah. John Little knows a woman from a trailer park. She's 86.
I don't know if I'd eat it out of an 86-year-old lady.
Oh, here. All right, DeWitt, I've supplied you with some Kroger's cream cheese.
Oh, he wouldn't give me the worst. He'd give me the worst.
Do you like this photo?
Cream cheese. What the fuck is this? Is that Ari's ass?
It's Ari taking a dump.
Looks like a yoga position. He has like his arms out.
With this, as white as that ass is, it looks like a yogurt position.
Now he looks like a monkey because his ass is low to the ground.
Hold on. I'll show you. Here, there's a video. I took a video.
I don't want to see the video of this guy taking shit. This guy's like, I got a special treat for you. It's a video of a guy taking shit.
Did you brush my teeth?
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm 10-1 with nature.
He's brushing his teeth while taking a shit in the driveway.
Why would he take the shit in the driveway? I don't understand.
Why not taking shit?
Because that was the only place to take the shit at the time.
That's the old saying. Does Ari shit in the driveway?
Why didn't he dig a hole for it?
Yeah,
what is this guy doing?
Exactly. I took a shit. I dug a hole. Edgar took a shit. He dug a hole. Ari shit right in the driveway in front of him.
He's tempting bears to come up and...
Dude, it's just not a good idea to have shit like right where you are.
Don't shit where you live.
Don't shit where you drive.
Don't shit where you drive.
you need a plow to come through.
To shit drive.
That part of the American dream is slowly dying. Not many people are going to have driveways with shit in them anymore.
Their streets paved with shit.
In heaven.
In heaven. By the way, the rapture was supposed to be yesterday. So
was it?
If you're a Christian listening, you didn't get beamed up.
Yeah,
maybe you're not living a good life.
Oh, shit. Touched the butthole too many times.
Maybe.
My ultra-religious downstairs neighbor disappeared yesterday.
Whoa. After he came.
Hopefully he said goodbye.
I saw him floating up to the heavens
with his dick in his hand.
He's like, here we go.
By the way, isn't the way predictions work, if it's not right, then you have to admit.
You can't
just be like, oh, it's next year. We have the date wrong.
That's what they do.
Oh, we have the date wrong.
I did a deep dive on YouTube videos of people who predicted things that didn't come to pass, and they always are like, you know, upon further calculations, it's actually going to be 5 years from now.
You should, if you do a proclamation, you should be slapped by anyone on the street that wants to for a week.
Oh, if you say this will happen by this year?
Yeah.
The Rapture's had what? Thousands of dates? How many dates have there
been? Thousands, because you go back to the Middle Ages, they were doing it back then too.
They were doing countdowns all the time.
Yeah, but
they'd start them up.
Every time they saw like a thundercloud, they'd be like, three, two.
Like, boo.
They'd slice their kids' throats and be like, it's best for you.
We need more kids.
Since the beginning of man, they have thought, well, we're the last generation. It makes them feel special.
Yeah. In fact, there's ancient Greek writing where they're like, these kids today, all they want to do is read these novels about heroes. They don't want to go out and have their own adventures.
Is that really?
Yeah, for real.
That's for hilarious. Real. And they're also like,
I think it was Homer who said that. He was like, the kids.
Homer Simpson?
Yeah, Homer Simpson in the
Eagles. And they're also like, and my parents used to beat the shit out of me.
No, that's true. You can look that up. That's true. They'd be like, I had it so much tougher when I was
a kid.
Are you
serious?
Yes, 100%.
That's hilarious.
You can look up every single generation.
And a lot of Romans were like, get out of my yard, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Don't philosophize. Hey, you kids, are you philosophizing in my yard?
Hey. You kids, don't get raped in my yard.
Like, let's have sex with some young boys.
Hey, don't do geometry in my alley.
Get your Olympics and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, kids today, all they want to do is play Olympics.
Play Olympics.
Should we dig into this Huey Hefner?
Yes, because it's so funny to me. Are you losing battery?
I'm losing battery, man. We had a dilemma.
Oh, boy.
You got to plug it in. Then,
Vince Chicanery.
How much are you down?
I'm pretty down.
I'm in
the red.
All right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to play some background sounds to cover up the buzz of your charging.
No, because now you'll just have buzz and sounds.
The Beach Cops buzz.
Yeah, and here, why don't we just say, why doesn't the buzz be the new sound?
The buzz is the new sound.
Yeah, the Beach Cops get the buzz.
Vince, can you hear a buzz?
I don't. I can't anymore.
I can't, but I didn't hear it last time either. So
I heard it.
If we turn up these headphones, I guarantee you, you'll hear it.
I heard it, and then I read an article that only autistic people can hear the hum of electricity.
Is that true? Like,
yeah.
Wait, are you serious? Because that's all I hear is the hum of electricity.
Me too, dude. Me too. I was like,
that's
holy
not true.
Fuck.
Are you serious?
No, maybe it was someone fucking with me.
You wrote the article.
I mementoed myself with articles.
It was Vince. It was written by Vince.
Hey, you've got to say Vince Chicanery.
It was Vince Chicanery.
That's relaxing me.
The sounder.
Welcome to the garbage party, kids. Here he is, Johnny Garbage Man.
Let's get the garbage started. The garbage party's coming.
And his wife, Nancy Garbage Woman.
She wears styrofoam cups on her titties.
She's got a slice of pizza that's 5 days old.
She has a bracelet of a soda, a plastic thing.
Time out. Slice of pizza lingerie is fucking great.
On the nips.
The nips,
pepperoni.
Triangles painting.
What do you do, pepperoni pasties?
You gotta turn it off because I guarantee we're gonna have buzzing and this, and people are gonna be like, "What the fuck?" It's gonna be
pepperoni pasties. Is a good
so thing. Pepperonis for the nipples, right?
Yes, and then a calzone for the bottom.
No, you just do a slice of pizza because that's the shape of a fucking thong.
But you, what if you want a calzone?
Well, you could get that option.
You get a wrapped around calzone.
Some people go
calzone's for too bumpy though. I don't think it would cover well.
Some people go for the salad and feta cheese. But
some people go the omelet.
But you could do a
Italian omelet.
You could do thin crust for the thong.
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
the thong version of the pizza panties is called thin crust.
Pizza panties,
dude. This is how many great business ideas
you know what?
Come up with.
Pizza panties, though, you could go if you want to go an idea that more people would use. It's just it's the front is a triangle, but it's looks like pizza. It's not real pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then in the back, it's I don't know, vegetables or something.
Or just a tiny little.
You really lost
it. I like how you stopped us. What happened to that rest of the idea? Hey, vegetables or something.
I short-circuited.
Do you know what the string is to tie it up? Mozzarella sticks.
Oh, cheap. Yeah, because it looks, then when it hangs down, it looks like gooey mozzarella.
By the way, have you seen this? Have you seen the new swimsuit? Because I was looking for a swimsuit for my wife. I typed it into Etsy, and dude, it goes. What?
You said, have you seen the new swimsuit? Mine was looking for a swimsuit.
I was looking for. If you go on Etsy and type in swimsuits,
yeah,
there's the first like 20 of them. Are strings that just go through your pussy lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that a real?
Yes, and I want Tammy to get one.
What part of the world is this acceptable?
I will show you on Etsy right now.
No, but I'm saying, who's wearing these?
Dude, I don't know.
I see them on Instagram all the fucking time.
It's allowed to be shown on Instagram?
Yeah, because they're not showing their pussy lips.
No, you can see the pussy lips.
No, you're seeing the pussy fat.
The pussy fat.
All I see on that plate is pussy fat and grizzle.
You're not seeing the pussy gristle. It's only the pussy fat. Jack Sprat could eat no pussy fat.
Dude, do you? What
are you talking about? That pussy needs to go on a diet. Look at all that fat.
Dude, I love a fat pussy. What about y'all?
With a pH or an F?
Oh, I like any
F-A-T.
Of them.
F-A-T.
I like a nice schmear on the pussy.
You know what? You're going to end up trying it. My wife is going to get some insane bagel lox infection in her pussy.
She's going to get lox and mouth disease.
Also, keep in mind, this is
lox and ass disease.
This also might be because I look bikinis on Etsy through DuckDuckGo, and when they, I'm surprised there's not a horse fucking a woman on there.
Are you sponsored by DuckDuckGo? Because you always rave about they're not safe.
Because they don't curate anything. So whatever the most fucked up shit is comes out first.
If your Etsy shop has pussy string bikini, what else are you selling?
I can't find mobiles
for children,
milk bottles, ABC blocks,
paintings.
I'm trying. What do they call these bikinis that go through your pussy?
String bikini, micro bikini.
Is that what it's called? Micro bikini?
Vaginal thong.
This guy.
Let me see that vaginal thong. That thong. Thong
this
thong,
is a pretty
thong.
Tame one, but this is a good idea of
dude.
This is tame.
That is fucking.
That's not
awesome.
That's like not even anything. That lady's not wearing anything.
Dude, I would love that. Have you gone to the beach recently? It's getting more scandalous by the day.
Well, the backs are, but I haven't seen any front play.
I saw some bigger girls are getting real risky.
Ooh,
with the
big girl.
Here, these are this is the news.
That's what I saw. I saw
this is crazy. It's just a piece of string.
I saw a big girl at the beach who had the line over the nipples only. You know,
but she had drew like, it like what Borat wore.
Yeah,
the suspenders?
No.
What happened? She's like
two piece.
Oh, I forgot my. I forgot my bikini. Good thing there's some rope here by the parking lot.
Dude, that is hot, though.
The lifeguards are going to crack down.
You think they will?
Someone on Twitter actually sent us. It said, it was from, I don't know, like the 40s or something, black and white picture. And it said, a beach cop is measuring a woman's bathing suit to make sure that it like fits regulation.
It has to be between the knee and where the suit is. It can only be a certain number of inches.
Or it'll make guys too horny.
Yeah, literally.
He goes, well, now, dame, if it's any higher, a man is legally allowed to rape you in this country.
Can you imagine when they're doing the witch trials, when you just got a boner and you're like, you fucking bitch, you fucking you're burner.
It's because of witch bitch.
Witch bitch. Not to be mistaken with a rich bitch.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Oh, she engorged my penis with her devilry.
She engorged it.
Are you allowed to try on a bikini like that in a store?
No.
And then be like, you know what? I don't want it. Like, that would just up your...
Yeah, I don't want it. It smells like my asshole.
Dude, I told you this
like
story.
Like, it didn't before. You're like, yeah, it smelled like somebody else's.
I told you this story about my sister years ago when we were kids.
Wearing a string bikini to the beach?
No, she went and tried on bathing suits at the mall.
Oh.
And one of them she opened up and it was shit streaked. Like majorly shit streak.
Fuck.
She called my mom and I go, what's going on in there? And then my mom showed me it's just a terrible shit streak. That's why you're not supposed to try them on.
But you're supposed to leave your underwear on.
But yeah. She's like, I tried it on. And you're like, who did the shit?
She didn't try it on. She opened it up and saw that she's lucky that she saw the shit.
You have to pay extra for that.
A girl at our middle school got crabs from trying on a swimsuit without taking the undies.
What was that swimsuit's
crabs?
Name? One of the science teachers?
It was fentanyl crabs in her pussy.
You could get scabies. There's a lot of things you can get.
Get rabies.
Yeah.
Get toxoplasmosis.
Foaming at the pussy.
Oh. That would be the only bad thing about that when you come out of the dirty LA ocean. You got a lot of foam on you. Can you imagine just a frothy, foamy pussy coming out of there?
You can get out of that ass, that tar. Yeah. Tar on your
dude,
vagina.
I hate getting tar on my fucking feet.
This guy, it. You know what? A lot of people love it. You're the minority.
People fly to LA to get that tar on their feet.
Dude, I went hiking.
And you walk over the coals and it melts. It covers, makes it a layer.
We went on the beach in winter one time with me and Winnie did, and we were looking for shells. And I was like, oh shit, I found a piece of obsidian. I was like, look, and this is fucking obsidian. I was like, look at this. We're touching it. We're like, wow, this is from a volcano. I put it in the car on the dashboard.
Oh no.
And fucking melted tar.
It was more like
on the fucking dashboard. Dude, fucking what? Nasty beach tar. Dude, and Tammy was so fucking pissed. She's like, why is there beach tar all over the fucking
was it that dashboard? Hard?
It was that hard because it was cold that I thought it was like I thought it was real. I thought it was fucking.
You're gonna put it with your lava collection.
Yeah.
It was more like obscenian.
Were you guys gonna play The Floor is Lava?
We did.
Yeah, you on the dash. Put your feet on the dash. Don't get tar on their feet.
You should have turned your car into a garbage car.
It was a garbage car that day.
You know what's a good idea too? A garbage truck food truck. You open the back and there's like,
oh,
you show. But don't you, everything is like, you ever had garbage nachos?
What are they? Tell me. That
it's just like
delicious.
Nachos with every fucking shit.
Guy Fieri on, does them in it. A garbage can. It's like a tower.
Please give me a description of garbage nachos.
Okay, so it's a ton of cheese. It's like meat, beans. Then there's like carrots on there. And
carrots?
Hot carrots.
What the fuck is this guy doing?
There's
onions, cilantro.
Watermelon rinds.
Yeah, there's fucking juice. You know, like they put
a condom.
On it.
Old cans. A work boot.
A guy's dick somewhere in there. Severed penis.
A baseball glove.
A diabetes test strip.
COVID mask.
An old pregnancy test.
A neck brace.
Fucking COVID mask. Masks on nachos. So disgusting. You guys want to have garbage nachos?
Why don't they serve
you eat
nachos?
It out of a COVID mask?
Yeah, I was going to say,
hold it up.
Serve it in those.
Serving food in COVID.
But
masks.
What if you had a giant COVID mask that takes two servers to hold on to each side of it to carry it
hang
out?
On,
to
if
table.
You can eat all this, you get it free. And don't get COVID, you eat it free.
Or a restaurant that serves every dish in tidy whiteys.
We've talked about this.
We
it's
have?
It's crazy that yeah. we've talked about
there's been a Tidy Whitey
the Tidy
restaurant?
Whitey Chili restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I remember.
Where they bring you
we
chili.
We'll do a string bikini. It's very small plates.
Oh, small Top portions. Us. It's a diet. I'll have the diet chili.
They're like, well, it's just you have to lick the string.
Did you say small portions? Small that should portions. Be the name of the restaurant. Small portions.
For the micro bikini chili.
For the micro penis.
Small proportions.
Small proportions.
You have to be this high. You can't be taller than this to come in and eat.
Small dicks only restaurants.
That would be great.
Tiny wieners only. Tiny wieners.
Or like small dicks get in free, but you have to. And that's the catch. Is you have
that
to
would be great.
It.
Hey, here's a club. The more.
Yeah, that's the catch. Is you have to get in the small dicks line.
It's shorty night at the club tonight.
Hey, small dicks get in free.
Fellas, whip them out. Let's see who gets in free.
What if it was like, hey, groups of 10 dudes get in right away?
For dude night at the club?
Yeah, tiny dicks and large groups of 10 and more get in free.
Either
and
women.
You have to find 9 small dicks friends.
Well, yeah, you literally have to you have to put your penis through a fucking glory hole, and if it shows all the way through,
how about micro
it's too big.
Micro penises drink free.
Oh, yeah.
All
they
night.
They should drink free, right?
Micro penises
so
drink free.
So they can get angry and be like, look, you fucking bitches.
Oh, guys, look, it's micro penis night down at the club. We drink for free.
Micro penis woman, Monday.
Do you think anyone would go to a club on micro penis night?
She might.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're listening in the comments, let us know if you'd head down to the club on micro penis.
By the way,
say you're gold digging. You just want to find a nice micro penis to settle down.
And with. You're like, I don't need a big hog to give me pleasure. I just need a one to stick it in and not bother me too much.
Yeah. Keep it, ladies. There is no incentive for you. You're not getting discounted drinks. There's no free admission.
You have to pay full price.
Full price drinks. And
but the understand, guys there's going to be. Wasted men with micro penis.
You could do a Mr. Micro Penis competition.
That would be great.
They have one. They had one on Real Sex.
They did?
Yeah, for smallest penis.
A Mr. Micro?
Yeah.
And then what'd you
get? The Micro Machines guy won.
There was a guy who went up and he was super drunk and he was like, I have such a tiny dick. And like,
they're like, show it.
But he didn't. He didn't have the smallest hog there.
Was there a talent portion?
You can't even win that.
He didn't even win.
There'd be nothing worse than not having a tiny hog, but not having the smallest hog.
You're saying I almost have a small penis?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I like it. I almost have a small penis. I almost have a big penis. I guess I'm medium.
You're saying it barely feels like a pinky finger?
What did the guy do when he didn't?
He cried.
The only thing that, if you have the biggest dick in the world or you have the smallest dick, really the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Anywhere in between, kill yourself.
It's going to be a lot of suicides.
The rest of it's not worth anything.
That's the rapture.
It's just one guy left with a big dick.
and one guy with a small.
It's like Jonah Falcon. What up, Pete? Is obsessed with Jonah Falcon.
He does love him.
He would show us videos and pictures of Jonah.
You know who that is?
No, who is this?
It's a guy like Vice and some other places would talk about.
Almost 10 years ago.
He's got like a 10-incher.
Wait, 10-incher.
13-incher.
No, I think it's like 16. It's the biggest dick in the world.
And he wears tight-fitting pants.
Let me find out how big it really shows it off.
I've never seen his dick. Do they ever show his dick?
You say his last name looks like this. Really Falcon.
That's a great looking dick.
he got the name Falcon because he would let birds of prey land on his hard dick.
Oh, because it was big enough that it looked like a tree branch. Yeah. Oh, imagine those claws, dude. Have you seen?
He has a wrap it. It's a wrap it in leather.
Have you seen a falcon's claws so close?
Yeah, I cut them.
They're huge.
I'm a falcon veterinarian.
O'Neill knows.
Speaking of which,
I used to see them on my fucking refrigerator.
I have a dilemma.
Dude, how big are they? They're huge.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, ours wasn't. We didn't have a giant.
Jesus
falcon.
Christ!
You can paint
them. Scary.
You paint them up like a lady.
I went to one of those sanctuaries where they rescue animals. Yeah. They have two bald eagles in there. Unfucking believable. Unbelievable.
Oh, bald
look
eagle.
At that bald eagle.
Look at its big.
He
old
claims
claws.
It's. He claims it's 13 and a half inches when erect, but it's got a ton of girth.
It's 4 inches soft.
Can we see this guy's penis?
It's DuckDuckGo. I'm sure they'll show it to me right off the bat.
What's his name? Joanna Falcon?
Joanna Falcon.
That's his wife.
Joanna's?
DuckDuck Sauce.
DuckDuck Sauce. Have you ever played DuckDuck Sauce in elementary school?
I'm trying to.
It's where you put your head down in your desk.
Here it is. Here it is in his pants.
What the fuck is he doing?
What the fuck is he doing?
Do you think he pumps it?
No. I don't. I think if he pumped it,
it'd be 18.
Yeah. What is he already got like a 10 inch donger? And he's like, let me get a couple more inches out of it. It's like a guy who's like 6'3 going, you know what? I need to be 6'6. I'm going to get that leg extension.
Well,
surgery.
I feel like that's what I'm doing with my penis pump nonsense.
Are you doing it? Did you buy one?
No, my wife said she's nervous about
that. I'll get you one for Christmas.
If we found one in the garbage and gave it to you, would you use it if we cleaned it up?
I would clean it out, yeah.
I would clean it out.
God, look at this guy. This guy thinks he's a sex symbol. Look at this fucking doof.
No, that's the thing. He's like a fucking...
Look at this guy's face.
He's switched back and forth from ladies to guys a couple times, I think. He doesn't know what he wants.
Well, yeah, I know that game.
I think
he's trying to find guys who can handle that, or women can handle that.
John Holmes, they said, couldn't.
Well,
some lady worked with him a bunch said he couldn't get it hard. So she's like, it was like this long fucking noodle that was just limp inside you every time.
Big old rope.
Oh, that's right, because he can't get fully erect.
He was a drug addict, too. He was having trouble.
Dude, that's crazy.
He was eating all the seafood in
Seattle.
You
can take a huge penis in the butt. Your rectum is gigantic.
Thank you. How'd you know?
No, everybody's.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know what that means.
It's time to dance, Andy. I can't. People will be mad. One guy was like, messaged me. He goes, "No more dancing for the love of God. You're better than that."
Hi, it's me, Meghan Markle. Thank you so much for stopping by my new podcast.
What the fuck?
Markle Polo.
Markle. Polo.
We'll be searching within our minds,
dissecting
our society's labels, and diving deep into our hearts to find our true essence. Check out my new podcast now on Spotify, Markle Polo, where we find you.
She paid us.
us for that ad.
Wow, that's a great.
I don't know if we said Marco Polo.
She paid us for that ad in the Queen's
movie. I'm a little disappointed she didn't talk about what it was about, like her pussy getting eaten out.
O'Neill and I have met her. Dicks. We both met the.
You want to hear Ibrahim use a woman's voice to talk about his pussy?
Hey guys.
That's so crazy.
Send him the script.
Dude,
here's the script.
Hey guys, Meghan Markle. Listen to my new podcast where I talk about getting my pussy eaten out and fucked real hard.
This is my co-host, Aaron.
He talks about softball.
Here's Vince.
Vince Chicanery.
It's his wizard name.
And speaking of softballs, talk about hardballs. He puts the ball dough on and fucks my butt.
Remember the time my husband dressed like a Nazi? It was a big old prank.
Yeah, he fucked me so hard with that Nazi uniform.
It was a real good time. my father-in-law's got big old fingers.
He fingers me with those big old fingers. Oh,
dude, supposedly.
Imagine if that was the content.
Dude, it would be amazing.
He would lose their shit. Dude, unbelievable. If a royal was like doing like crazy riffs.
Talking
like
about royal.
What if she talked about just watching Prince Andrew rape women? Jesus. And she would watch and pleasure herself.
Yikes.
He was so hard when he'd do crime, sexual crimes against women and children.
We have met her a number of times, Markle.
Yeah, I know you guys have. That's crazy.
She came on.
I read her blog where she was like, there's something about that guy. I said, I hate you so much, I want to fuck you. And then he ran his penis down the crack of my ass in
called
the bathroom.
Credit card swipe.
At Danny B's house.
Yeah, she used to go to Danny B's Halloween parties.
That would be so crazy.
Mega Buckles here. Be fucking, don't be fucking idiots.
And fucking O'Neill wiped his dick down the fucking crack of Meghan Markle's ass.
Now she's married to a prince.
In the fucking bathroom of Danny B's house.
That's how most Disney stories go. Instead of the kiss, the fucking, she just bends over and you swipe your dick on the crack of her.
Yeah, that's what happened to Snow White. That's what the dwarf said. Only true love's wiping the dick down the crack of the asshole. Waker from this slumber.
That was my move.
And Markle experienced it.
Dude, in the story, what happens is she has a piece of apple stuck in her throat and he Frenches her so hard it knocks it loose.
Dude,
and he eats it.
If I really did that, and I would drive by. I would drive by their house when the fucking husband was out in the yard cutting the grass and yell at, my credit card swiped that ass with my dick, bitch.
I don't know if Harry's mowing the lawn. What's Harry worth? Did they cut him off money-wise? Or
no, I think he's back in the game. Now, with the death of the queen, I think he's...
Supposedly, he murdered her because he needed money.
He did. Well, he got a bunch from his mother's death. He got like $20 million from
That's why they murdered her, too.
And then he wrote that Elton John song.
Called Murder My Mom.
Murder
Supposedly,
Mom.
He may be responsible for the OJ killings. We don't
he also got the British give money to redheads for the damage.
Oh, redheaded appreciation day.
That's true. There's very few of us left.
The ginger.
You're not a redhead.
Just my beard and my
that doesn't count. They'd throw you out.
He goes, this guy, you got to have the hair on your balls and your head.
No, the hair on my balls is not redhead.
What is it, gray?
Do you ever dye your
Well, first of all, I don't have ball hair. But what when happened? I did, it was blonde or white.
One night you got really scared and it all fell out.
We just outed you as having ball hair.
No, I don't have ball hair.
I mean, if you let it grow out.
Show the camera and prove it.
We can on YouTube. I mean, if we were on some other, we got to get onto a different
streaming
platform.
We're on YouPorn.
Yeah, what are those other great, where people can find us, those great sites where you can just whip your balls out anytime you
want. This is James makes a good, interesting point. Says Andrew can be the royal pegger for King Charles.
By the way, we're switching over to the Patreon. We're going to discuss the sexual appetite of Hugh Hefner at 90 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really the sexual appetite of any 90-year-old man.
Head on
but
over.
More pathetic. Yeah.
If that doesn't want you to get joined, become
if that
a patron.
Doesn't want you to get you
I don't know what.
You O'Neill'd it. You O'Neill'd that sentence.
Yeah, maybe I did.
All Vince Schenectady over here. What is
that's where
name?
He's from.
Chicanery.
Vince Chicanery.
Join us on Patreon.
Vince Schenectady, New York.
By the way, Vince.